Joining us here at AccuNet Mortgage, John McGivern.
Hi, John.
How are you guys?
So you're done with the fully committed stuff?
And done with fully committed. Done with my Midsummer Night McGivern happened in Cedarburg.
That was the most charming thing. I loved that show.
Thank you so much.
I was with some very dear friends, and we came to watch because Lou couldn't come to the show because he had to work. And so we sat together, and it was really charming.
I was telling David,
it was just so nice. The whole idea of what you were talking about with being with the family over he broke it down by months. Like, he went through June, July, and August,
yep.
And it was great.
Thanks.
Really great.
It was fun to get some new stuff out, too.
Yeah, it was
so
great.
Now I'll be telling that for the next 16 years. That's how it works.
Yeah, I mean, because I hadn't heard a lot of the stuff.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You know, like your brother getting lost in the woods? I'd never heard that story.
Terrible.
Your brother got lost in the woods?
Yeah.
He did. It was one of the 4th of Julys that we as a family didn't spend, you know, at home going on our bikes to Lake Park. We went up to Marathon Park near Wausau, and my brother Michael, you know Michael?
Yeah, very well, yeah.
He was 5 years old, and he was lost for like 7.5 hours. And they had to call the state patrol, they called the park patrol, and, you know, it was turning to dusk, and they were like, we're gonna have to quit the search. And my mom's like, we're not leaving here until we find this kid. And a state patrol guy found him. In waist-high muck, he got stuck.
And how old was he?
Five.
Which my mom's like, don't tell that story. It makes me sound like a terrible mother. It's like, no, there were like, you know, 25 kids at this picnic that we were at.
I got to tell you, through that whole show, I felt for your mom, man.
Yeah.
She was real. No, I mean, you told a lot of Joni stories during that whole Midsummer Night McGivern.
There's a lot of them to tell.
I know.
You know? So. Wow, 5 years old. And
yeah, yeah.
He must have been just scared out of his mind.
Well, you talk to Michael today, and he's like, yeah, it wasn't so bad. I played with two Indians. It's like, there were Indians in the muck? He says, well, you betcha. It's like, why, we were in Marathon Park. It's like, were there really? He says, I swear there were. So, I don't know.
They didn't help him out?
And that's what I said. Come on. Come on, the Indians didn't show you where your family was? What?
I think they're Native Americans.
So, well...
Okay.
No, those kind of Indians. I thought the other kind.
No,
they were lost too.
They could help him fix his computer, though.
So what's next for you? What do you got on the agenda?
I'm doing some stuff. This is the second, my second time being the grand leader, the grand marshal of the Woof and Hoof.
Because he's such a pet guy.
I wish I had a picture of your face whenever you came to my, you know, when you've been at my house and my dogs jump in your lap.
Well, I like your dogs. I'm like, wow.
You're just kind of like,
I guess that's what a lap dog is.
Yeah, exactly.
They're good dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind dogs if they're well behaved and they, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't like naughty dogs.
I don't like naughty dogs.
How do you feel about really big dogs?
That's really none of your concern, though, is it?
Because John's been out to my house, and my dogs are pretty well behaved, but they're a little bigger.
They are. They're big dogs.
They're bigger dogs.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What kind of dogs do you have? Because I think
Schnauzers.
Schnauzers.
Yeah.
No, Sandy's is one of those cockapoos or
that's what we have.
Chickapoos or
that's what we have.
Labradoodle or you know what? That's ridiculous.
They're mutts, but people like to put little
designer
names on
dogs.
Them. Yeah, they're designer dogs.
Well, we had a designer dog before there were any designer dogs growing up. Like, we didn't have a dog, but growing up until I went away to this boarding high school seminary in Mount Calvary, Wisconsin.
Imagine
that. And the moment, yeah. Yeah, 380 boys. It's like, Mom and Dad, thanks a lot. This is heaven. It's like, come on. It's like, oh, we live in a dorm? Thanks, want to wrestle? It's like, what? What did they think? Send John to an all-boys school. Yeah. He loved it. Anyway, the moment I went away, my parents got a dog. It was a Chickapoo. The cross between those incredible breed, the cross between a Chihuahua and a poodle. So... if you were a deaf man looking at the dog, you'd think, oh, that's a poodle. But if you were a blind man
mm-hmm.
listening to the dog, you'd think that was a chihuahua. It was like, it was like, oh, God, that's a creepy little dog. And her name was Bridget, which was the name my mother would have named her next girl child. So think about the relationship my mother had with this damn dog. Bridget can do no wrong. Bridget just ate the carpet. Get rid of Bridget, the Chickapoo. Now they're like a. Now they're some sort of like fancy dog.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
In the back then they were called a mutt.
I know.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know.
So, well, I've got nothing. I've got we can't have dogs in our condo.
Mm-hmm.
We can have cats.
Uh huh.
So Steve and I have been talking about getting a cat, but I'm like, can it poop out the window? Because I don't want to live with something that poops in the house, but Steve and I.
You can train him to.
You can train him to go in the toilet.
On the toilet.
Oh, you cannot.
Yeah,
you
sure
can.
You can. Sure you can.
Can you get one that's already toilet trained?
No, you gotta. No. Listen, there's some work.
There's
that has
money
to go
in there. There's money in that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, toilet training people's cats.
Yeah.
I've got the apparatus for doing it. I was going to do that last summer.
It takes equipment?
Yeah, it takes just this, it's just this, like, toilet
is it a
seat that's got, that you put.
Training toilet?
Yeah, it is. That you put, it's a seat that goes on the toilet, and it's got concentric rings, and you put the,
right.
You start out and you put all the litter in, then you knock out the middle ring, and then you keep, and as you keep knocking out the rings, eventually there'll be no ring in there, and the cat will go up and sit on the toilet seat. And,
you can do it. You can do it.
Takes
sure.
about a month.
No, you know what?
You know what John's cat
Let's
will be
get
able
a
to
fish,
do?
Steve.
John's cat will be able to come into your apartment and go, that candlestick doesn't belong there.
He not only poops in the toilet, he vacuums.